tank-piercing missiles, medical equipment, food and water. That's just some of what Senator Bob Casey says Ukraine needs.
Because the people, in addition to the soldiers, will be doing the fighting. They're demonstrating that stubborn refusal to be intimidated by a murderous dictator or his military.
The White House has asked Congress to put together a more than $6 billion package of humanitarian and military support. Casey, a Democrat, says he wants that number to be higher and that the U.S. needs to act fast.
Because the next couple of days and the next few weeks are going to be very difficult, beyond any of our imaginations right now.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Pat Toomey also supports sending aid, but he says he doesn't think it's going to be enough. He says there's a real danger Russia may prevail.
Let's be honest, they're much larger. They have far more resources. The Ukrainians are putting up an absolutely historic and heroic fight, but it's not clear that they can hold on indefinitely.
Toomey's calling for stricter oil and gas sanctions, something Casey says he supports. And Toomey also wants to get tougher on Russia's banks. He says the U.S. has to cut off cash flow by telling the world, do business with Russia or the U.S., not both.
If Putin does not conclude that this was all a very big mistake, then it doesn't end with Ukraine.
But Toomey warns the sanctions he says are needed may lead to tough economic times ahead for the U.S. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.